Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. You know, I keep changing topics today, but basically it's about fear, about letting go of fear. Is fear healthy? Is it something that we should have, or is it something that, you know, get to read all these different articles by psychologists and researchers and all this and that, and they talk about the word fear. So, first of all, how's everyone today? Okay, so before we get into it, so I have some articles about that general subject. Now, if you want to call in, we can talk about that. What are your fears? Maybe we can get into that. And I'll give you a simple solution to fear. I'll start it off with a simple solution to fear. And you're going to go, what? Well, there's a couple different simple solutions to fear. Let me do a couple of them. Let me start off with I watched this really cool video. And I got the video from an email from Dr. Joe Dispenza. And Dr. Joe, well, I'm on his list of people to send to. He doesn't do me personally. Oh, George, here's my email. Read this. Right? No. I'm on Dr. Joe's list. And it posted in there was a video by Paul Zak. Paul Zak is a researcher, and I don't know all his degrees. It's a TED Talk, so I didn't really get into Paul's everything, what he does, but a researcher. And basically, in his research, he's about morality. Is there a morality molecule, chemical within our body? And he came to the conclusion, oxytocin is it. Oxytocin. So I got an article up about oxytocin, and we're talking about overcoming fear and trust and all those good things. So let me do this thing about oxytocin, because it's really kind of a cool chemical that we have in our body that we all have, and sometimes a lot of times it lays very dormant. But let me get into this 10 reasons, and this is from We Come From the Future, and it was 10 reasons why oxytocin is the most. It's O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. Look it up yourself. O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N, oxytocin. The most amazing molecule in the world. It's called the love molecule. It's also considered the trust hormone. Oxytocin is increasingly being seen as the brain's chemical that does a lot more than bring us closer together. Okay, so then it goes 10 reasons about oxytocin. And I want to get into this a little bit because I found this amazing. And this is so important, and I'll tell you why, okay? One of the great things about oxytocin, there's 10 different things. It's easy to get. You can't buy it in the store. It can be synthesized. You have to either get it from the brain, and somebody has to go into your brain and get in there with a drill, get it out, or it's in the blood. And then you have to extract a bunch of blood, and you have to, you know, do the little thing with a centrifuge and take it out of the blood somehow, some way. I don't know how they get it out of the blood. They did. And Paul Zak in his studies was able to get certain amounts of it from blood, extracted from blood. Okay. But I don't think you want to go through all that, right? Nah. You don't want somebody else's oxytocin. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. It's one of the neat things about oxytocin is that you can get your fix anywhere and anytime, and you don't need a chemical. He said he put it in a mister, Paul Zak, that you could mist it. Sniff it, right? Oxytocin. Okay. All you need is simply hug someone. Now, get that one. Hug someone. Shake their hand. The simple act of bodily contact will cause your brain to release low levels of oxytocin, both in yourself and the person you're touching. So, I'm going. And he talked about, Paul Zak talked about 8 hugs a day. If you can get your 8 hugs a day, 8 embraces a day, then you're going to get your fill of oxytocin. And we'll get into some of the reasons for oxytocin, why you need it, or why it's really good to have. It's a near instantaneous way to establish trust. And the good news is that the effect lingers afterward. There's even evidence that simply gazing someone will do the trick. Even just thinking about them, somebody you love, wow. And you shouldn't feel limited by the human species. It also helps to hug and play with your pets. So if you're kind of this antisocial, don't like people, and you still want to have the effects of oxytocin, go hug your pet. Hug your dog. Hug your cat. Your pet rat. I don't know, whatever it is, right? and those who don't produce enough oxytocin on their own, who feel that they should get a boost, the molecule begins synthesized and administered as a drug. But you don't want to go through all that, right? A love potion that's built right in. I love this. That's number two on the list. So I changed formats because I was going to talk about fear. Maybe we'll let Spirit talk about fear and all this stuff. And I got all these articles, but I really kind of clicked into this idea of talking about oxytocin, about the love molecule and the love hormone. And let me get into the reasons why you should develop this. But first of all, the simple thing to get it is just give your 8 hugs a day. Or shake hands or embrace somebody in some way. Or even go hug your pets. Okay. It's there. It's readily available. And the human contact with other species of humans, mostly humans, already brings it up. You get doses of it in your body. So it's not like you have to go out and buy it. It's not a drug that somebody sells on the corner. Or get your oxytocin, you know, $30, and you can have your little dose of it. No, you can go hug your neighbors, your friends. So giving out free hugs is a cool idea, you know. I'm into this thing. I don't know enough, so. I have to work on my hugs, right? I have to carry a little placard. I take hugs. I take hugs for oxytocin. That's a good one. Okay, so often refers to the love molecule oxytocin is typically associated with helping couples establish a greater sense of intimacy and attachment. Oxytocin, along with dopamine and whatever that is, are believed to highly critical in the human pair bonding. But not only that, it also increases the desire for couples to gaze at one another. It creates sexual arousal. It also helps male maintain their erections. So the enemy, according to Paul Zak, to oxytocin is testosterone, which is kind of an interesting thing, that testosterone in men, macho male testosterone-driven men, have a difficult time developing as much oxytocin. So that's kind of like this evolutionary weird thing. Okay, wait a minute. I got it. Something stuck in my throat. When you're sexually aroused, a major factor of bringing around an orgasm, and during the orgasm itself, the brain is flooded with oxytocin, a possible explanation of why some couples love to cuddle after. Yeah, so it's that human cuddle. Okay, but we'll go on. That's just number two. That's just like the tip of the iceberg about oxytocin. So I'm going to talk about this because I think it's really cool. All you have to do is hug somebody or shake hands or embrace in some way, right? Hold hands. That'll do it, just holding hands. Ooh. It helps mom to be mom. But oxytocin isn't just limited to helping couples come together. It's an indispensable part of childbirth and mother-child bonding. Oxytocin also helps women get through the labor by stimulating contractions, which is why it's sometimes administered as pitocin during labor. It's been known to promote delivery and speed up contractions. Now I could see why somebody, you know, during delivery, holding somebody's hand, being there to caress somebody, having somebody, your partner there, helps with childbirth. Because you're buying that contact with another person, especially somebody you care about, hopefully at that point you're not so upset with this guy. Look what you did to me. No, sorry, I went off there. But so it does increase the oxytocin by just holding hands and having been there for somebody. After birth, mothers can establish intimacy and trust with their baby through gentle touches and even a loving gaze. In addition, mothers can pass on oxytocin to their babies through breast milk. And it's worth knowing that fathers can reap the benefits of oxytocin as well. New dads who are given to whiff of oxytocin nasal spray are more likely to encourage their children to explore during daytime and are less likely to be hostile. I guess you could buy it. I'm Dr. Paul Zak in that video I was talking about. I had the little sprayer that you could spray. It's got to be expensive. But who knows, right? Look it up. Maybe you want to get the little zip in the nose and then you feel kind of like, oh, I love everybody now, right? Okay, let's moving right along. Reduce social fears. Given its ability to break down social barriers, induce feelings of optimism and increased self-esteem, build trust, oxytocin is increasingly being seen as something that can help people overcome their social inhibitions and fears. Studies are showing that it may be effective in treating debilitating shyness and help people with social anxieties and mood disorders. Yeah, hugs are good, right? But also maybe just a little sniffer of it, right? It also thought that oxytocin can help people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. In addition, given that autism is essentially a social communication disorder, it's being considered as a way of helping people on that spectrum as well. And lastly, oxytocin, through its trust-building actions, can heal wounds of damaged relationship. Now, I was thinking about this thing in Baltimore, right? They ought to spray the area with oxytocin, you know, just snifter, you know, little misters of oxytocin. It would be very expensive, but hey, you might calm everybody down, get them to hug each other, right, instead of trying to hurt each other. Healing and pain relief. I know, I hope you're enjoying this one, because I love this stuff. It's like the coolest thing in the world, really. If you can, and I was going to talk about fear, but this is putting aside fear. This is something to put aside fear, and I guess I'll get into some other things. But I thought this was kind of like cool. And just hugs. Just hugs will do it. Healing and pain. Also prayer works. And Dr. Paul Zak talks about prayer. Praying for yourself or praying for others can stimulate oxytocin in your body. So just being in a meditative, prayerful state and thinking about somebody you love can create it in your own body. Okay. And amazingly, oxytocin can also heal wounds. Through its anti-inflammatory properties, studies have also shown that the rise in oxytocin levels can relieve pain. Everything from headaches, cramps, and overall body aches. Now, that being said, the trick is to get some oxytocin action while you're in pain, which is not so easy. Well, you know, if you're in pain, get a hug. You know, don't shy away from people. And then they also said that this is where synthetics can also help. Alternatively, if you find yourself in a physical discomfort, you could always ask your partner for a roll in the hay. Okay, or holding your hands, or hugging, or just being intimate. Just cuddling will do it. Ooh, the good cuddle, right? If you're in a little bit of pain, why not just cuddle? So, you know, there's this advantages of all this. So, guys, be sure to use this crucial information next time your significant other declines your advances and tells you she has a headache. I love that. It's like, okay, this is written by a guy, right? Yeah, okay. But, dear, you know, the headache, I got a solution for it. Let's just cuddle for a little while, right? A little oxytocin in the brain in your head, or at least your headache. Unless he's kind of like this really macho guy. Okay, but never mind. We'll go there. A diet aid. Now, this is cool, too. See if there's like 10 different reasons. Like oxytocin is so important. Now it's spelled O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. So if you look it up and see if you can find it. I don't know if you can find it. Maybe in a synthetic form. Perhaps, okay, diet aid. Perhaps surprising that it also be used to prevent obesity in some instances. Now I'd say everywhere, you know, sniffing the oxytocin ain't going to help you lose a lot of weight. Researchers observed oxytocin receptor deficient mice become obese later in life and with normal food intake. Scientists believe that the hormone may be responsible for a series of beneficial metabolic effects both in mice and humans. Moreover, by giving oxytocin-deficient obese mice oxytocin infusions, their weight returned back to normal levels. Get some hugs, you know, you're kind of like gaining a little weight. You know, that's funny, though. People gain weight and they push people away. You know, being a hypnotherapist and working with people's problems, that, you know, and why do you gain weight? Well, because I want to defend myself from other people. I don't want people around me. So it's kind of a catch-22. I don't want people around me. I don't like men especially, okay? So I'm going to push them away. So you reduce the amount of oxytocin you're getting by not getting hugs. So you gain weight. The mice also showed a reduced glucose intolerance and insulin resistance. This clearly suggests an alternative option for those struggling to keep weight off. Get your hugs. Basically, get your cuddling, get your hand holding, go hug your dog, go walk your dog. You want to lose weight, increase your oxytocin, or you can go get your mister. I always think hugging people is much better than a mister, you know. Suck it up your nose, right? Versus, oh, let's get my 10 hugs today, or 8 hugs, right? I don't know if you guys, you know, I was going to get into fear and all that stuff. This whole show is about that. I'm doing 45 minutes. I'm kind of easing back up to an hour. Maybe I'll stay at 45 minutes, but I'll let Spirit talk about all this in a few minutes. But I thought I'd go through this because this is like being really positive, right? Really positive. Fear is kind of a negative thing, but there's no way to overcome fear. It's a depressant. Oxytocin was first observed to have a connection to depression through its effects on mothers suffering from postpartum syndrome. Researchers found that some new mothers were dealing with depression on account of low levels of oxytocin. In fact, they're able to predict postpartum during the pregnancy if the expected mother had low levels of oxytocin. Recent studies of blood levels and genetic factors in depressed patients have revealed that potential for treating people with clinical depression and even anxiety disorders. Ooh, a little oxytocin. Little hugs. Got an anxiety attack, go hug a dog, right? Well, do you think in hospitals, especially senior centers, that they bring in pets or animals or dogs and people light up? Well, it's triggering the oxytocin in their body, and so they're becoming more social. They're becoming more community. It builds community, okay? Stress relief. Oh, now we're getting more into the fear thing. Not surprising, giving's ability to alleviate social anxiety and produce feelings of trust. Oxytocin has the peripheral ability to reduce stress. This is great stuff. It's like the miracle thing we have in our bodies that we don't identify and use enough, which is no small thing when you consider the toll that stress takes on the body. Oxytocin has been observed to reduce cortisol in the body and lower blood pressure. It's also been known to improve digestion, which is often disturbed by high stress levels. Increasingly, oxytocin and oxytocin receptors have been found in intestinal tract. It produces gut motility and decreases intestinal inflammation. Good stuff, huh? Hope you guys are liking this, because for me it's like... Okay, we're down to two more, but they're really important, so bear with me for a few more minutes, and we'll let my spirit guides talk to you about general topic about fear. And I got a quote I wanted to give you on fear from BrainyQuotes.com. And you can see where the oxytocin would help reduce fear. Increases generosity. And what is seen as either a good or bad thing, oxytocin has observed to increase generosity in humans. Evolutionary biologists, particularly those who subscribe to selfish gene therapy, have long struggled to understand why people sometimes share and give things away, often at a personal cost. But several lines of research have connected oxytocin to feelings of empathy. In one study that required persons to share money with a stranger, infusions of oxytocin were shown to make some objects, subjects, as much as 80% more generous than those on a placebo. And that's Paul Zak's studies that they're quoting here. Wow, isn't that amazing? You know, if you're kind of stingy by nature, maybe you need a little bit of more hugs instead of being Scrooge, you know? And then maybe Scrooge just need a little more hugs, right? Give Donald Trump a few more hugs, right? Never mind, we won't go political on this. We won't go into some of the seems to be people who are, they just need more hugs. And more often, right? You're 8 hugs a day. That's what Paul Zak says, 8 hugs a day. Okay, it's what makes us human. I like this last 10th point. It's what makes us human. In other words, all of the above, it's clear that we really wouldn't be human without it. We would simply lack the ability to be social, caring species that we are. Now, it should be noted, however, that while oxytocin increases in-group trust, it produces the opposite feeling for those in the out-group. So it's not the perfect drug. You know, if you're on the outside, right? Yeah. You know, oh, all those people are friendly. Look at me. I'm stuck in the corner. Right. Yeah. Okay. So some might proclaim it to be that being said, oxytocin plays a vital role in forging our ability to spark and maintain relationships, while endowing us with the ability to emphasize trust and even love one another. Without it, we would be something significant less than what we are. So the final statement, which I think is really true, and I want everybody to go do this right now. Leave me, get off the show, you know, and go do this. Go find somebody. You know, okay, because the last statement is really important. So what are you waiting for? Go out and hug somebody. Go find a bunch of people to hug. You know, I'm increasing. I get a little placker. I'm increasing my oxytocin. Give me a hug. You should do that, huh? My feel-good drug. Okay, so let's get back into fear. And you guys, call in. Got anything in the chat room? Anything you want to talk about? Fear? Or what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? So I'll give you a quote from Brady Quotes. I think it's Thich Nhat Hanh, the beautiful Zen Buddhist teacher, writer. Oops, if I can find him. Where are you, Thich Nhat Hanh? I love this quote. There's a few of them I'll give you, but I like this one the most. About fear. Fear keeps us focused on the past or worried about the future. If we can acknowledge our fear, we can realize that right now we are okay. I love that. Got it? If we can acknowledge our fear, we can realize that right now we are okay. Right now, today, we are still alive and our bodies are working marvelously. You only got a little pain, aches and pains, but overall you're in good shape, you know, I mean, unless you're really a disaster. But, you know, even you can look at people like Stephen Hawking, who has the Lou Gehrig ALS, and I would say that he probably thinks, hey, I'm okay, you know, I got this disease, but I'm able to function, I'm able to communicate, I'm able to figure out the all the mysteries of the universe. So I'm trying speaking for him, hopefully, not over-speaking. But our ears can still hear the voices of our loved ones. So be appreciative. I mean, basically what Thich Nhat Hanh is saying here is be appreciative of what you have right now. Look for things to appreciate in the moment. Fear is something, you know, I think about this, and a lot of spirit talk about this, that fear is something from the past, or we're worried about repeating the past into the future, or we're afraid of something that might happen. And there's a fear of failure, a fear of this, a fear of walking down this road, blah, blah, blah. So if you're living in the moment, living in the now, and being a good person now, and learning how to just appreciate everything around you. Okay, I had a couple other quotes I wanted to do. Charles Stanley, who I don't know, but let me give you this quote. These are all from BradyQuotes.com. Fear stifles our thinking and our actions. It creates indecisiveness that results in stagnation. I have known talented people who procrastinate indefinitely rather than seek, that risk failure. Lost opportunities cause erosion of confidence, and the downward spiral begins. Sometimes you have to take action, right, don't you? Sometimes you just have to take action. You have to move forward in your lives. I got a few minutes left. I think about stress busters. I thought, well, if you guys have any questions, any thoughts, anything you want spirit to comment to you on today, anything related to fear, mostly, because we're talking about fear, we're talking about oxytocin, we're talking about feeling good, being happy. I guess you'd say that oxytocin, go back over that little thing again for a little bit, is like almost like a happy drug. Right? A happy drug that we have within us. We can build it. But just hugs, cuddles, walking, hugging your dog, your cat, thinking about gazing into somebody's eyes that you love. Oh, well, that's cool stuff, right? That's great stuff. Okay, so where am I going with this? I was asking for your input, questions, thoughts, ideas. What are you afraid of? What do you want to overcome? How can spirit help you? And I gave you a lot of good things, you know, sniff your oxytocin and live in the moment, right? Okay, that seems rather simplistic. But let me get into something else. Let me get into a subject of, there's a couple articles. Oh, I think the one on stress, which is kind of related to this. It's on from beliefnet.com, 5 stress myths debunked. We all deal with the same stress the same. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the first page. What is it? Didn't go back far enough. The Wayback Machine didn't go back the Wayback Machine, right? Okay, so we all know someone in our lives who is constantly stressed out, or may even be us. The effects and causes of stress, including how we deal with it, is true as we thought. There are 5 stress myths debunked. There's some people don't know if you're stressed. I know. And here's the thing about being stressed. This is not part of the article. This is my observation on stress. If you can learn to meditate and get calm, then you know what stress is, because then you have a contrast. I think a lot of people don't know what stress is because they're in that constant level of stress, and they've become so accustomed to that level of stress, they don't know what it's like to be without stress for the most part. So part of it is learning to meditate or pray or be peace, learning to get at peace, so that once you know what it feels like to be without stress, then you go, oh, okay, I'm stressed. Okay, now I'm stressed. Because low-level stress can be very deceiving, because you think, well, I'm not stressed out, but you're in that level of stress all the time, and you don't know the difference, because you've forgotten what it's like to be calm. This is somewhat of a catch-22. Back to the article, stress is bad and good for you. This is somewhat of a catch-22. Conflicting studies say that stress is all bad, while others say some parts of it are good. Most of us know that chronic and acute stress can lead to health issues if not handled. And some seem to think that stress is good because it's kind of a motivator. That's actually false. Ooh, stress can spring up from warm, fuzzy, positive things occurring in our lives. Upcoming nuptials, a birthday party, graduating from school, etc. All of these things cause for celebration, but stressful situations can turn up from it. Yeah, you get stressed out. You're getting married. That's a good stressful thing, right? You get a new job. You're going to be stressed out by it. A lot of things can be stressful that are byproducts of accepting going on vacation, getting ready to leave, and you're a little stressed out by getting to go on vacation, aren't you? So it's dealing with it. Now that passes. Once you get on the road, once you get married, once you relax, have a glass of champagne, you calm down, right? Okay, the stress goes. That stress will go away rather quickly. We all deal with stress the same way. No, not true. Just like they're all unique and different in their own individualistic ways, same goes for how we handle stress. Our reactions and responses can vary, and symptoms that come from stress, be it physical or emotional or psychological, are shown in different ways. Okay, so they get into that. I got through this before talking to you about it. So what are you guys stressed out about? What's going on? How do you get rid of it? How do you lower the level of stress? You know, Spirit says that we survive because we have stress. Those who weren't stressed, those who didn't have fear of our early ancestors and the evolutionary process didn't survive. You know, if you saw the big saber-toothed tiger coming at you, you had no stress over it, no fear over it, you were eaten. But if you developed the stress mode, even in our early incarnations as humans, you kind of went, oops, I better run. You know, I better hide because that thing is going to eat me. You know, that thing doesn't look healthy. It doesn't look like it's going to be much fun, right? So that's the stress we needed. Stress is not contagious. I wish. Our stressful lives can impact others unless it's contagious. No kidding. Yeah. You ever have family members like totally stressed out all the time? Doesn't that just kind of rub off and everybody's kind of going on edge because this person's all stressed out? And consider when someone is feeling down or in a bad mood, that negative energy is driven, given off, put in the air, and can affect our day. Same thing goes for stress. Yeah. It's an energy, you know, it's like a vibration. You know, get into that whole vibrational thing. That energy goes, it gets into the air, and it affects us. You know, a little oxytocin, kind of release that a little bit, right? Back to that. Okay. A few drinks can ease the stress. You think a few glasses of wine can help ease the tension and stress that impacted your day. You may have to stick to just one glass, or not at all. Studies show that alcohol releases more cortisol, the stress hormone, as our bodies respond. Alcohol can actually worsen our stress, not alleviate it. So go for a walk instead. You know, that's an interesting thing. Some of you had a bad day. Let's go get a drink, right? And it gets worse. Whoa. Right at the moment, it doesn't feel like it's going to get worse. But it's there. It's pushing it down and not letting it go. Pushing it down and not releasing it. I'm reading this whole concept about emotions and feelings and how to deal with it. How to deal with these emotions and how to deal with this stuff. And a couple of different things you can do. And one is to identify it, let it dissipate. Just recognize what it is. Okay, no symptoms, no stress. And this is what I found interesting. Just because you can't see or feel the symptoms of stress doesn't mean that it's not affecting you. As reported by the Huffington Post, chronic stress is linked with the development of a number of negative health outcomes, including heart disease and cancer, called silent killers. A sudden heart attack, stroke, or cancer diagnosis are able to be the consequence of not dealing with stress properly. So deal with your stress. Go get some hugs. Find out where it's coming from. Identify. Okay. Okay, the next one is combat the stress. Stress is inevitable, but how we respond to it is key. Eating healthy, exercising, being mindful. Now, mindful is really cool. We can talk a lot about being mindful. Aware of it. Aware of your stress. Feeling in your body. Knowing what your body feels like. Knowing what the body feels like when it's calm versus stressed. And in the present moment, all factors in being mindful in the present moment are all factors in turning a stressful situation into a positive one. So putting a label on stress helps. Feel it in your body. Where did it come from? What's the emotion attached to it? Is it anxiety? Is it fear? We can get into all the anxieties and fears and stuff, but we won't go there. But the key here is identifying it and dissipating it. Identify it and dissipate it. Or the other way of doing it, where you can do both together, is when you're feeling it, move yourself into appreciation. Feel something, gives back to hugs, right? Or just visualize yourself. Something that feels good. Find something that feels good. Find something to think about that feels good. That'll release stress. Whatever that might be. A vacation trip, a day at the beach, hugging your partner, a walk, you know, playing with your dog. Think about something that feels good. Okay. Oops, I only got a few more minutes left on the show. Oh, I was going to have my spirit guide talk to you. Well, I have a caller. And hopefully we'll be talking about stress. And fear and all that good stuff, because that's where I've gone today. It's all about oxytocin. Oh, fun is that, huh? Some people, yeah. Okay, let me take a call real quick and see if I have time for my spirit guides. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Liz.
I'm sorry, first, I didn't hear that. It cut out.
Liz.
So what's going on, Liz?
Oh, nothing. I was trying to listen in.
Okay, so you didn't really want to talk. You just wanted to listen in.
Yeah, and, well, if you had any soul readings or anything of that sort for me, I would love to hear.
Okay, Liz, you know I'm going to do this. I'm going to take you off the air. I'm going to talk to my spirit guides talk in general, but maybe they have a message for you. When I channel, sometimes I get stuff that's really clear. So I'm going to put you back on hold and see if they have something to say to you, okay? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to go with light trance is what I do. It's like I'm not a full trance channel, but I'm a partial, never mind, I won't explain it all. So, listen, okay. Okay, Liz, let me see if they have a message for Liz from her. Okay, so I'm going to go under, let spirit guides talk to you for a minute about stress, about Liz, or whatever else comes up. we're going to use the words, and this is appropriate for your friend that called in, and it's appropriate for a lot of people. We're talking about fear and so forth, but we're talking about it generally in life, and we're trying to phrase this in a way that's very understandable. We're going to use the words, take the initiative. Take the initiative. People, and we're really kind of gearing it this towards the lady who called in, and we're not going to give you examples, but she knows what we're talking about. It's taking the initiative. And what that means is don't procrastinate. Don't put things off. Fear drives procrastination, doesn't it? Fear drives procrastination. You're afraid of the results if you do something. The fear of failure, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of this, the fear of that. You won't do it right. You'll fail somehow. But we're trying to admonish this lady and other people to take the initiative. Those steps. Now we're getting back to the word. Another word that we've been talking a lot about with people is trust. Trust that you don't have to do this alone. Now, of course, if you have family members and loved ones, that's great. You know, they can help you along the path. But what we're talking about is not doing this alone. Is trusting that there's a higher power outside of your human existence, and actually, within in your higher consciousness, but it's easier sometimes to think in terms of a higher power, God, the universe, spirit, that is always with you, and all you have to do is ask for help. And the word is trust. The word is trust. You know, George talked about this molecule that's in the human body called oxytocin, and of course you developed it naturally through your process of becoming who you are, so that you could use it in those kinds of situations. So you need to develop trust. If you're going to take those leaps of faith, if you're not going to procrastinate, if you're going to take that next step, do that thing that you'd be kind of resisting to do that you need to do, then there needs to be a level of trust. Trust that you can accomplish, but the trust that you're not alone in accomplishing it. And trusting that whatever happens is okay. Whatever happens is okay. You took the step. And it's a learning process. It is always a learning process. You may not accomplish as much as you think you should have accomplished, but you learn something from doing it. You learn contrast. Next time I do it, I'm going to do it a little differently because I learned something about this experience. So sitting in fear and procrastinating doesn't give you the opportunity to have the experiences of growth. And growth can come from failure. Failing at something, getting it kind of partly done, but it just doesn't seem to be working out, is okay. Because you're going to go back and regroup, and you're going to look at yourself and go, we could have done this or could have done that. Not regretting, but learning. It's learning from your actions and then taking those steps forward again. Don't procrastinate. Don't fear the results. Take those steps. And know that you have guidance from a higher source, a higher power, to help you through it. Open yourself up to that. Meditate on it. Meditate on what you want to accomplish. Let your higher power, God, spirit, the universe, show you how. The more you can develop trust that powers outside of yourself, your human ego, let's use that word here, that there are powers outside of you that will show you the how, show you the steps to take, show you the way to go to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But sometimes what you think you need to do is not always in alignment with what your soul wants you to do because you're ego-driven and accomplishing something and it seems like it's really difficult to accomplish. Then again, it's trusting that a higher source will clue you into what your soul really wants you to do and what steps to do take. You may take road B instead of road A because your soul says that road B really get you to where you want to be. And road A just has all these obstacles and blocks, and it's just not going to get there. So it's trusting. Trusting that there's a power outside of the ego that will help you, show you where to go, show you the path to be on to get to the goals that you want in life. But don't procrastinate. Take steps. You know, we've used the illustration a lot with people, and we've talked to people about this. You know, get ready to take that step, and that stepping stone will be put down there by a higher power. Get ready to take that step. Get ready to put your foot down for that next step that you're going to take, and know that the higher power of the universe will slide that step in there for you, will show you where to step, show you that it's firm, it's a concrete place to step, that the next place you're going to is going to work out for you. So I hope the lady feels this appropriate, because that's what we feel the energy here is, taking those steps, taking that movement, not procrastinating, not putting it off. Do it now. Do it now. And trusting that there's a higher power that will guide you down the path. So it's surrender to some degree. It is surrender to that there's a force outside of the ego that will guide you, that you need to build trust in that. And that the more trust you have, the more you do, the more you will be shown. So that's one way of overcoming fear, is knowing that you can develop trust in something greater than your ego, that there's something going to assist you in those paths of life, and you don't have to fear the future. It's a learning process. You're allowed to make mistakes, but from the mistakes will come solution. Okay? Because part of a mistake, part of a failure, is the ability to learn a different way of doing it. To learn from, you go, aha, I see a different way from this. And you're being shown that. You're being shown progress by mistakes or failures. Believe that. Don't worry about it. Just keep going. Just keep going forward. You have your passion. You have your dreams. Live those. Continue focusing on that passion, those dreams that you have. You will get there. Absolutely, positively. But it's a matter of taking steps, taking some action, and then being shown how and where and when to take those steps. And don't worry about failure. It's human. Your ego will get in the way. You'll fail at times, but learn from it and keep moving forward. Well, we only had a few minutes here, and we can get into more depth on fear and all the aspects of fear and the emotions and how to release the emotions of fear. But we don't have time right now. George has been reading a lot about this, and we concur with a lot of what's being said about fear, about emotions, negative emotions. But we would say that, yeah, it's good to release those negative emotions. It's good to identify and release them, allow them to go. We agree with all that. We agree that, but what we really want you to see you to do as people is identify how you want to live, the emotions that you really want, what feels good to you, what lights you up, puts a smile on your face, makes you feel like you're alive and doing well. What are those emotions? What are those actions? What are those things that you can do that will get you there? And if you can do that, if you can constantly looking for those things feel really good and feel like you're on purpose and on direction, then those negative emotions will go away. They'll be replaced. So we're going to leave you there because we only have a few seconds left on the show. So reach to feel good is our comment to you. Reach to feel good and have a sense of purpose. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm back. Well, thank you for listening. I will be here tomorrow. And I've kind of stretched the show back into 45 minutes, was it 30? And hopefully that helped the person who was listening. I don't know. I just put it out there, whatever spirit wants me to say, and hopefully it helps. But it's about moving forward, taking those steps, but trusting that you will be shown what steps to take, in so many words. Well, thank you for listening. Go get a hug. You're supposed to do 8 hugs today. So if you haven't done your 8 hugs today, go out and get your 8 hugs. Bye now. Love you guys.